Well, there we are. You know that track. We've been playing it a while. And, of course, it was the track that won him The Voice 2021, written and sung by Craig Eddy, who joins me on the line now. Craig, hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
No, absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. I mean, it's got to be a huge thing to win The Voice. But just where are you at the moment? Have you come down yet from Cloud Nine?
If I'm being honest, I don't think I have yet. I think I'm still in that almost dreamlike state. Like, I'm not really... I've definitely not came down from it, but I'm getting used to everything, so...
Well, I can imagine your phone has never been busier.
Let's go... No, I think right after it, it nearly melted.
I can imagine. Now, let's go back a bit, because you famously stopped people in a shopping centre at the age of 3 with your voice. So it's obviously, you know, your parents spotted that there was a talent there. And you started with a guitar in your early teens. But what made you decide to go for The Voice, to audition for The Voice? And how does it feel to, you know, perform one of your own songs on a programme like that?
I thought it was just time, you know, with lockdown and stuff as well, you know. I think everyone's sort of in a bit of a weird mind space now, and I just thought that now is the right time for me, because I know that it would be really beneficial for my own mental health to sort of to go on and finally make a career in music. And the past couple of years I was thinking about auditioning, but sort of pulled out of it because I thought the nerves and anxiety would get the better of me. But, you know, I bit the bullet and just went for it this year, and it's paid off. I mean, you know, the fact that I got to perform my own song in the final has been absolutely amazing. And to be honest, I never thought I would get to the top 100 in the iTunes chart, and it made it to first place. So
that's got to be a good feeling.
it's been absolutely mad, man. I mean, I never expected anything. I never thought I'd get a turn at the Blind Audition.
That's really interesting to say that. And you mentioned there about mental health, and I did just want to touch on that, because it's a bit of a flip of a coin, isn't it? Because surely in your own mind, this could have gone one of two ways, and you know, it's worked out well. But, I mean, the challenges for your mental health, if you'd maybe, as you said, maybe not even made it through, would that have set you right back, or how would you have dealt with that?
I'm not entirely too sure. I think even the fact that I got through the Blind Audition was definitely good for my confidence, and anything that happened after that, I 100% think that I would have took the sort of the work ethic that I learned from being on The Voice and applied it to sort of trying to make a career in music, whether I want it or not. But yeah, I definitely think that it has been very beneficial towards my mental health and stuff.
I mean, you spent some time with Anne-Marie, obviously, and amongst the other judges and all the production team on The Voice, and at the end of the day, you've won. So have you felt that change in yourself? Has it given you a confidence and a bit of an understanding now of how the industry works to give you the strength to go forward?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been the type of person to like getting thrown in the deep end, and then that's how I sort of learn. I try to stay afloat for a bit, and then I just learn really quickly. So I think through the process of the entire competition, I felt my confidence building, and not just like performance wise, but definitely as a person as well. You know, I'm a lot more clearer spoken. I'm a lot more clearer thinking, and it's definitely been really good for me.
Excellent. And that sort of groundswell of support from home. I mean, the Scots, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but the Scots always do seem to get behind their own. Whenever anybody's, you know, up for anything, they're right there behind. But could you feel that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think from social media as well, like I went on there expecting to gain maybe like 2,000 followers or something, but I think I've gained over 28,000, and it's just I never expected support to that magnitude at all. So it's just, it is a hard one to sort of explain, because it is a very crazy thing to happen, and it's hard to sort of wrap my head around and articulate it into words.
Indeed. So where do we go from here? You're signed to Polydor now. Does the sort of the Voice bit now fade behind you, and is it now right, okay, you're signed to a label and the label take over?
Yeah, now I'm just sort of focusing on almost changing the public perception as I'm trying to change the public perception to people knowing that I'm an artist now, and I'm just gonna keep up the consistency when it comes to writing music, and I've got hundreds of songs in the back burner as well, just ready to go on an album. So I'm just saying to the record label, let's go time, let's just strike when the iron's hot, and we'll make some good music.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because in the past, with other things like the X Factor and things, so often, you know, the artist who's come through has kind of had their career foisted upon them. But there has been this revolution, hasn't there, by the singer-songwriters going, hang on, just a minute, I want to do my own stuff. I mean, Matt Cardle, I think, really, back in the day, was one of the first ones to turn around and go, no, if you're going to do an album, we're going to do it of my stuff. And having performed your own song on the winning, you know, on the winning, the final of The Voice, that gives you the confidence to go, hang on a minute, these are my songs and they stand up. Is that right?
Yeah, it's definitely given me that confidence boost, because I wasn't too confident in my sort of songwriting ability, but I think as of now, because of the outcome of the final, it's definitely given me that push and that confidence to know that I can do it.
And when you work with somebody like Anne-Marie, and when you do No Doubt, Don't Speak, things like that, you've talked already about, I've seen you in other interviews, people saying, well, you know, who would you like to collaborate with? And you've come up with some lists of names. Very similar to the list of names that she's worked with. Was that a sort of marriage made in heaven, a match made in heaven for you, being teamed up with her?
Yeah, I would say so. I've said before that I could imagine mine and Anne-Marie's music sort of sharing the same like Spotify playlist or something, and we're definitely on the, we like to create current music, and I think Anne-Marie's quite well known as well for trying to find sounds and incorporate sounds into her music that's not necessarily been heard before. So that's exactly what I tried to do, and yeah, it was definitely a match made in heaven there.
Okay, so you've got each other's numbers in your phone book, and it's going to stay that way. Yeah.
yeah.
Excellent. Listen, it's been great to meet you. We look forward to the new stuff coming out. Is there a time schedule yet for an album release or the next two or three singles?
Not yet. I think on Friday we're getting to the fun part and discussing the sort of the creative aspects of it, which I'm honestly really looking forward to. So I can't wait, man.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to those with interest. Craig, well done again. Thanks for talking to us. Good luck with the future.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on.